but we have some sausage. I said, give me 12 pounds of sausages. But I had no bags to put the sausages in. So I shoved the sausages down my shirt. And then I got on a...
This is a British comedian called Freddie Starr doing the sausage song from 1984. Kristen, I can't believe you don't know that.
I mean, I got to put it on my Spotify playlist now. Holy moly. The sausage song. Mm. That is, I don't know, that you really found some gems today between that and the Jamie Foxx serenade of Serena Williams.
That's so funny.
Where I want to be your tennis ball. Really, really great. I still have to go listen to the whole. Oh, was it? What was it? Oh, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Yes. Oh, I forgot to mark that yesterday. Melinda, I wrote her down.
What was her name? Melinda. What?
Melinda. I don't know.
It was so sincere
and so folky and
yeah,
you know, just wistful.
Everything Wisconsin gave me.
Yeah.
So speaking of sausages,
which is the segment? Yes, this is what we're talking about.
This is what we're talking about.
It's a national day.
We do a lot of national days here because it's hokey. It's fun. You know, it's good to punctuate some of the serious topics with some of the silliness that is national observances.
Absolutely.
And today is National Bratwurst Day. And so I'm surprised I haven't seen more on the... feels like a thing that a lot of other media outlets in Wisconsin would really take hold of and do something kitschy for. I've seen less. What I have seen is the Vanguard in Milwaukee, in honor of Jack White playing there tonight, they have a Jack White and Blue dog that looks, it is literally, it's a dyed blue. I don't think it's a brat, but
it's a sausage.
It's a sausage that is bright blue, and then it has blue cheese, like white blue cheese on top of it, and bacon and black pepper sprinkled on top. I'm sure it tastes fine because dye doesn't taste like anything, but it literally looks like an alien hot dog. It's bright blue.
I can see that.
That's the only kind of like crazy brat thing I've seen today so far.
Isn't it surprising that local restaurants don't make a bigger deal of this? And you know, it's National Bratwurst Day, and we're having bratwurst bites and bratwurst specials. Or is it just so ubiquitous that we can have them all the time? It's not like you can't get them here.
Well, especially with the state fair just finishing, you'd think a lot of those places might have some extra brats.
Lying around.
Just like, well, what are we going to do with them? Well, it's National Bratwurst Day, so let's do something with that.
Half price.
That was... what did I learn for, what's the Polish?
Kielbasa?
Nope, not the sausage, the dessert, or the...
pierogi?
Yeah, no, not pierogi, oh my God, I'm totally blanking.
Draw a picture. No, I don't know.
The donut.
The punchki.
Punchki. Thank you.
Sure.
Well, it was one of the weeks I was covering at WTMJ, and it was Punchki Day, and I like was doing more research on it. And largely, the whole idea of Punchki Day came from having, like, it was about to be Lent.
Yes.
So, like, how do we just get rid of, like, the bakeries and stuff?
All
like,
the tasty things.
Yes. How do we get rid of this and, like, make it into a day just to, like, get it out of the house?
So we can't have it for the next how many weeks? So,
yes.
Yeah, they used up all the lard and the butter and the sugar and all those tasty things and blew it all in one day and then went without for Lent.
Exactly. And so I don't know if that's the same history as National Bratwurst Day, but it did maybe, we looked up some facts. Some more obvious than others, but number one, brats rhymes with cots, not cats.
Bratwurst? Yeah, not bratwurst. Not bratwurst.
Brat. And it was introduced to the U.S. by German settlers around the mid-19th century. Wisconsin obviously had lots of German settlers. Germany has almost 42 varieties of bratwurst. And there's more than that. They're just not like recognized or categorized. But as far as actual official types of brats, 42. I don't know what...
How far can you go?
Yeah, I don't know if it's different seasonings. I don't know if it's different sizes.
I mean, I understand cheese, and I understand seasonings and onions and things like that, but are we adding sweet elements now? Are they... 40 seems like a lot of brat varieties.
Because that gets into what like, what still makes it a brat versus just a different types of sausage, not to be confused with the racing sausages. And I think when I looked up what makes a brat is that the casing is a natural casing and it's not a synthetic casing.
Okay.
And so, but besides that, I don't know what else the difference is.
Are there rules about it's got to be made of a combination of pork and veal and
It's specifically pork because, like, brat is obviously a sausage, but not all sausages are brats. And so So brat means ground meat and wurst means sausage. So bratwurst typically consists of pork and veal, but can also be made with beef and veal or any combination of meat. So
we're pretty loosey-goosey.
On
the brat rules.
But this is they're distinct because of the seasonings and other common marjoram is, did I pronounce that right?
I have no idea.
Marjoram?
Sure.
Sure. That's the main spice. But then other spices include ginger, paprika, sage, cumin, nutmeg, coriander, and caraway.
Which are things I would never expect are in
there. In a brat, yeah. And then the casing is always a natural casing of intestines, which is just such an appealing thing to think about.
Yeah, I had to keep it somewhere, Kristen. Where are we going to put this? We have all this ground sausage. Now we got to put it somewhere.
Oh, we got these entrails of intestines of the pig. So let's use it.
It's useful. It's kind of like thinking about the development of cheese. I mean, it was basically somebody had camel's milk in a bag that went bad.
I like how you chose camel's milk.
I'm traveling across the desert with my camel's milk, and it's really hot, and it goes bad, and somebody decided, well, now I got to make something out of this.
It's still edible. It's still good. Mm. How many things do you think we came across as humans to realize, I'm going to risk it. It's actually pretty good. Let's cultivate this a little bit more.
It's always, Og, come here, smell this.
Just give it to Johnny. He'll eat
anything.
Was it Johnny? No. Who was the kid who eats like Mikey?
Mikey.
Give it to Mikey. He doesn't like anything. That was the thing.
Right. He did like
cereal.
Yes.
But yeah, so I might have to have a brat today.
I think we should all have a brat today. Do you have a favorite?
I think what's just the standard Johnsonville brats. My mom's big on making brats, especially on Packer Sundays. You know what I haven't had? I feel like I was talking to someone recently who makes homemade brats because they have like a meat grinder and they do the whole thing. And he's also like a chef, but he was like, I don't trust, like, it's so much better when you make it at home. I was like, yeah, but it's also a lot more work.
Oh my.
And so I will not be making homemade brats and stuffing the meat into the casings.
Natural casings.
But maybe I will go hunt down a brat at like Milwaukee Brat House.
Sounds
like a good thing to do today. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. We will be back tomorrow. And now stay tuned for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sausages was shaking up and down. And one of these sausages flopped out. It was swinging to a blow up and down. So I got my penknife out.